Breaking news now, the British government has announced that it will give £50 million to the redevelopment of Casement Park on the Falls Road in Belfast. Our London correspondent Tommy Maskell is standing by outside Westminster. Tommy, this has been a long-running saga.
It has indeed, Keane. It was back in 2013 when we last had a game played at Casement Park, and the stadium, the home of Antrim GA, has been lying empty since. There have been a number of false dawns. Most recently, there was hope that the stadium could have been reconstructed ahead of Euros 2028. That, unfortunately, fell through, leaving us at the point where we are today, where the British government was announcing its spending review. It's a big moment in UK politics today. It's where the Chancellor of the Exchequer, Rachel Reeves, was outlining her spending plans for much of the rest of the Parliament. And as part of that, she was expected to announce funding for Casement Park. In her speech, she didn't actually refer to Casement Park, and we haven't yet had confirmation from the Northern Ireland office, but we do understand that £50 million will be allocated towards Casement Park.
So that's the detail we have now. Tommy, thank you. We'll get reaction from Michael Corcoran in a few moments in sport, but for now, we'll take a break.
Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Well, Michael Corcoran is here now with news of sport. Good news for Casement Park.
It's great news, Cian, actually. To be fair, the UK government is to make a financial contribution of £50 million towards the redevelopment of Casement Park. You heard that confirmed by Tommy Maskell a short while ago. The move comes as part of the Chancellor's spending review, which allocates money to the day-to-day public services for the next 3 years. The move and the news has been welcomed by the GAA President, Jarrett Burns.
On behalf of the GAA, we welcome this decision. We welcome the funding that has been given by the British government. We welcome funding from wherever it comes from. We worked very, very hard along with Ulster GAA and the executive to receive that funding. But it now puts us back into the position of we still don't have enough for Casement Park. And we're now really just waiting to see what the executive does in terms of its inflationary uplift to the £62 million that was promised in 2010. We don't want to get into specific figures as to what inflationary uplift looks like now. And I suppose we're now back into the position of spectator, because the British government have said what they're giving, the Irish government have said what they're giving. The executive now have to meet, and it's between really the two government parties to decide how they are going to make up the deficit that still exists between Casement Park not being built and Casement Park being built.
That's the GAA President there, Jarrett Burns.